It's time once again for the Flipside Focus, part of the Undercover Capes Podcast Network. Welcome back. Can you believe it? This is season two of Flipside Focus, exclusive to Undercover Capes. I am your host, the random dude, Josh, and with me is none other than the Puerto Rican himself, Mr. Al Mega. How you doing, man?
Wepa! What's up, people? Happy to be on, man. Season's kicking off, like you said. This is awesome. Minus our good friend and buddy, MVP of UC, Mr. Dodgy. But, you know, he's dealing with his joint. He's going to be back with us real soon.
Yep. And, you know, we got his spot saved. So, you know, that's a given. So,
but And he said, like he told me before, which he put me in my place. It's his fucking show, right?
Right. Well, yeah. And when he does come back, he will own the show and go from there, which I'm totally cool with. So, but to start off this new season of Flipside Focus, let's jump into some news. Some of the biggest news as far as Undercover Capes is concerned. For those of you who know and have listened to the show very frequently, you know about Geekery Magazine. And we have now combined Geekery, and that has now become a part of the Undercover Capes Podcast Network. So this is awesome, because if you go to undercovercapes.com, all of those reviews, all of those articles, everything that you love about Geekery is now part of Undercover Capes. So rather than having two different websites to go to, you only have one.
There's a lot of content on Undercover Capes. It's an actual addition, and I believe that they actually complement one another.
They do.
A lot.
They really do. And the cool thing is, you know, all the social media stuff, that still stayed the same. So if you guys actively follow us on there, first and foremost, thank you for all of your support. The other cool thing, when you click geekerymagazine.com, it's going to reroute to Undercover Capes and take you right to that section. So,
exactly. Straight over to everything that Geekery Magazine is doing. We are backlogging and updating a lot of the reviews that were on the prior iteration of the site. So just be patient. We're definitely going to update all reviews that were there for those of you that missed out on the great writings by the amazing Team Geek.
They are pretty fantastic, not gonna lie.
Hell yeah. And article by Chels in regards to diversity, Chels Pendragon, she kicked ass with that. Absolutely. Column. If you guys have not had the opportunity to read that, definitely type in Geekery Magazine right now. That's actually part of the Geekery Magazine's columns. It is a fantastic, very honest read.
You know, the other thing that really kind of stands out with Undercover Capes, we also have our official Facebook group. So if you really want to be able to connect with us and you're already following us on Facebook, we do have a link for you to be able to join that group, where we'll also be posting exclusive content as well. So that's definitely another thing to go check out.
And we promise we will not put Dodgy's green thong on display, okay?
I think we need to actually put that in a case, put it in the Undercover Capes Hall of Fame.
It's a tour America.
Oh, Jesus.
It's going to smell like 10 times a sweaty Australian.
Oh. Are you sure? Because it's been in your possession for so long now.
No, I wouldn't wear it used. You know, that's stuff that they enjoy in Japan. Nothing wrong with that, all right? With my Japanese fans. You know what? Maybe that's out there. We still dodgy screen thongs and vending machines. What do you think?
How about we wait for Dodgy to come back, then we'll make that call.
All right. So long as his hand doesn't hurt, he'll be able to autograph them too, folks.
Oh, God. On that note, what news do you have going on? Because I know there's been some big stuff going on in the indie world.
Well, definitely, man. Diamond Comics recently had their Gem Award winners announced, and you know, a pretty good look on the independent side. For example, Image received 3 Gem Awards, taking home reprint, paperback, hardcover of the year with The Walking Dead, Here's Negan, best free comic book day book with their I Hate Image, and best new comic book series for Redneck, which is actually has high praise on Comic Crusaders. IDW actually also took 3 awards with Anthology of the Year with Love is Love, which also got a big compliment on Comic Crusaders, excuse me, as well as Best All-Ages Series with DuckTales. And something I know Josh will be happy about, they actually got also the Top License Book of the Year with the Batman TMNT, the first volume.
That was a good read.
That was a good read.
Yeah, man. And you know, and even Dark Horse took home a Gem Award for Trade Book of the Year with The Legend of Zelda Art and Artifacts hardcover. And another big surprise, our friends over at Aftershock Comics have actually won New Publisher of the Year for 2017. So big shout to them, because I know they have a lot of great projects coming into 2018. 2017, they kicked major ass, definitely. For people that like, the thing I like about Aftershock, there's no huge universe to it. You know, a lot of the series is one and done, and just within their own world, so you don't have to collect YZ books. So, you know, to see them actually win Publisher of the Year with that type of way that they do their books, you know, non-really universe again, works out. So congrats to them. Viz Media also, you know, our friends over at Comic Crusaders post a lot of their information, and they actually got 2 awards, including Manga Publisher of the Year. And Diamond Select Toys actually has a Toy Product of the Year, which I need to ask Bobo, is it really worthy? The Marvel Gallery Doctor Strange PVC figure, if you believe it.
You know that, wow. Not the figure I expected.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? I think there were a lot of better figures. And obviously, I have to say it, you know, when we're talking about toys, there was a Toy Manufacturer of the Year. And I know not everybody enjoys these figures, but a lot do. The Funko Pop, congrats to them.
That has really taken off over the last couple of years.
That's OD. I mean, I go to certain shops out here, and I would say that at least they could dedicate a quarter of one wall to just Funko figures. It's insane.
Well, I've seen grocery stores start carrying them.
Yeah. Yeah, let me get that Philly. Let me get that Funko Pop right there too, and a Snickers.
Right. Well, you know, because and Funko's been very smart, I think, in their approach of having exclusives for specific stores. So you'll have like Walmart will have their exclusives.
I mean, that's the same as like when you get those variant covers with some comics that are store specific, where some are just way hotter than others.
Yeah.
You know, I think it goes along that line. There's a specific comic shop again, you know, if they want to get advertised, that's us. But they actually do some very great variant covers with some top notch talent. I won't mention the store for now, unfortunately, because this is 2018, baby. UCPN got to start making some paper, man. And, you know, check out our Patreon. Definitely hooked up some other stuff and a lot more coming.
Damn Skippy. So
Wait. I think I had something else that I wanted to kind of bring up. Oh, yes, the Black Mask Studios, all right? If we remember last year, they had that debut book, Black, with What If Only Black People Had Superpowers and whatnot. It was a hit of social issues that were going on at the time. So now the creator of that book is going to kick off 2018 with 2 new Black titles, spinoffs off the main Black book, which is the first spinoff is Black AF, America's Sweetheart. And the other one is Black AF, Windows and Orphans. Hopefully I ever get the book from Kickstarter, because that's what I'm really waiting to read. I refuse to read my digis and any comics until I get the one that I pay for. Still waiting, but I still support their project nonetheless and what they're doing, because we definitely do need to see a lot of more minority-focused books in the market. And I appreciate what he's doing. So definitely rock out, check out those books. And brother, please let me know when I'm getting mine.
He's been waiting very, very patiently.
I think right at this point, I don't know who's worse, whether it's them or Rob Liefeld. Because, again, this is putting a bad taste in my mouth for Kickstarters, but just because of two little mishaps, you know, that it's just those two strikes. I'm still going to give Kickstarter, some love.
Well, yeah, because that's where we get some of our best comics. So,
Yeah. Have you read any of the Black series? Just to ask.
I have not. Not yet.
You definitely need to peep it, man. It's pretty deep. And another one of our friends over before we move on to the next segment or any of your news, our friends over at Scout Comics, they have an indie comic called Smoketown. And now news has come out that there's going to be a feature film in development with writer-director Vaughn Stein on it. So congrats. We're going to see another indie comic turn into film. Hopefully there's something we can see in the theaters and not go straight to video.
Yeah. You know, speaking of indie comics and film, the Spawn movie has started their casting, so I know we're going to get definitely news over the next little while about, you know, who is cast in the various roles.
If it was back in the day, man, when the first Spawn movie came out, I had always thought of John Goodman being a good a Sam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seen him in that role. For Twitch, I'm unsure. I mean, right now, again, this is going to be a more horror-focused movie where Spawn is more of a background character, not the main focus. So, with people need to keep that in mind with this iteration of this story.
Yeah.
But, I'm pretty sure that Spawn, for the most part, is probably going to be digitized.
Yeah, but we've got the technology now that they're going to make it look good.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, shit, I've been playing some video games where I feel like I'm playing a real movie. You're like, wow, a minute.
Right.
A minute, baby. Do or die.
Yeah.
What would you like to see in those Sam and Twitch roles and whatnot?
You know, I don't know. Because even though a lot of people will say it was horrible, I thoroughly enjoyed the Spawn movie that was made. I enjoyed it for what it was.
It was. Listen, it was a fun movie for its time. I think John Leguizamo definitely pulled a hell of a performance as the clown.
I mean,
he himself stated many times over how uncomfortable that suit was, and he was basically crouching the majority of the time in that suit. So could you imagine? I mean, it's horrible conditions, but he did a hell of a job.
But he used it to his advantage.
Absolutely, absolutely. He did great. And, I mean, the actor that played Al Simmons, Spawn, did a great job as well. Being a natural martial artist, you saw that the action scenes were very fluid and whatnot.
Yeah.
Too bad he's not able to take up the role again. But, again, let's see. What I would really do prefer, and I hope I know my father has mentioned that there may be big names attached to this movie. However, I would prefer that we kind of find new faces, you know, people that we could kind of see grow with the roles in the many years that come out. I don't want to see an established actor, to be honest. I'm adamant about that, and that's for any comic book movie. I want to see new faces. I mean, for example, you know, this is heresy for me to mention this on an indie podcast, but, you know, DC Comics, Godot, however you pronounce that. Did a great job. I mean, she was virtually not really a big actress. I mean, you know, she did one movie with Brad Pitt and another that Fast and the Furious, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, huge, doesn't have the ego, and then here they go, place third, people talk shit until they saw the movie, and see where the movie went, right?
Yeah. You know who, if I could pick an Al Simmons, Shamar Moore.
You know what, with the age that you would expect them to be, with the experience in the Army and whatnot, I think actually that would be a valid role. Why not? He's not a bad actor.
No, he's not. He's got the physique, so he'd be able to, you know, be able to really do his own stunts. And with all the roles he's been, the military-related roles,
you know what, Josh?
He'd be able to pull that off.
I think we need to call Shamar and sell him to Todd. What do you think, bro?
I'm down. I'm down if you are.
Hey, Shamar Moore, you heard this, man. Undercover Kids can be your agents for this flick right here. Let's get it popping.
So the last piece of news I have, if you remember back in August, Netflix had acquired Miller World.
Yes, Miller World. Yes, Miller World. Man.
One of the big titles that's come up as of late has been The Magic Order. Is going to be one of Netflix's upcoming originals.
Nice.
I'm excited for this one.
I'm excited with any projects that he touches, actually. I mean, on the comic side, I never buy his series in the issue format because he is notorious for late books, and I tend to lose patience or interest. You know what I mean? So with Miller, I tend to go with hardcovers.
Yeah.
Now, there was definitely one story in particular that he did an image that I would love to see on Netflix. I think it really fits. I think they'll be able to do it, which is Starlight.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that story. Are you? Yes? Maybe so?
Not so much. I'm becoming more aware of Millar because of the fact that Netflix picked him up.
Yes. He's going to do some great things, I'm sure. I mean, he's a smart man. I mean, he's the man that brought out Kick-Ass, and I don't know if you've heard, but he's also bringing out a new iteration of Kick-Ass. It's kind of a reboot, and Kick-Ass is a new person under the uniform.
Okay. So kind of taking the Captain America approach where it's more of a title or a mantle rather than a person.
Yeah. So that's coming up. As much as I would have loved to collect it in issue format, I'm going to just wait for the hardcover to read it all, and I'm definitely going to mention, you know, talk about it on the flip side once I've read the whole thing.
Fair enough, yeah. You know, I'll be intrigued to see what Netflix does with Magic Order. I think it has a ton of potential. So, I mean,
listen,
who doesn't love sorcerers?
That's what I'm saying. Listen, sci-fi, that's cool with that show, The Magicians. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're all right. But imagine on a Netflix budget.
Right?
That could have been major Kick-Ass on some real shit, man. So, Millar, man, massive good luck. And we'd love to talk to you one day about this stuff.
Hell yeah. Well, that's it for our news today. We are going to jump into the new review section. You know, it's taking the concept of In Focus. But that will be starting right now. All right, so this is our review section, or better known as In Focus. We haven't decided if we're going to change the name, but, I mean, shit, this is our show. We get to do what we want. But today, we're going to talk about... just review a couple of books. So, Al, since I started off with the news... Why don't you start off with your reviews? What do you got?
Okay, I think I'll do one, you do one, I do one, you do the other, and we pass, and we're done. All right. So fair enough, I want to start off with Boom Studios, man. Our boy at Comic Crusaders, Kevin Given, also the independent creator of Carl Vincent Vampire Hunter. Make sure to check that book out. Check the link out on Comic Crusaders. He reviewed Kong on the Planet of the Apes. If the title alone doesn't get you, you're not an Uber fan, get out of here, right? Imagine King Kong and the Planet of the Apes. It's a very unique franchise. And this part, the creative team is Ryan Ferrier and Carlos Magna. And so I've read the first issue. And in the first issue, for example, you got the regular characters of the Planet of the Apes universe. You know, politic, and then they're going into the Forbidden Zone, if you remember what that is. Mm-hmm. And their adventure into the Forbidden Zone in issue one, you know, at the end of the issue, they run into the skeleton of a giant gorilla. And they kind of make the scene like that's Mama Con. Mm-hmm. Feel me? Okay. So here you go, and they find this giant, you know, ape, and they're like, all right, so we got to go. Okay, if this is here, then there has to be another one. You know what I mean? There's got to be something going on here. You know, so they go out on a quest, basically, as foolish humans have done in the past, to try and capture the creature. So I think that this is brilliant for them to bring in Kong mythos into the planet of the apes.
Well, it's the mythos
in combined.
It's a fantastic merging of two franchises.
And one that actually makes a lot of sense. Because mm-hmm. I know me, if I were an ape in this particular world, and I'm seeing an ape that's, what, 10 times my size, I'm going to look at that like a god or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the fear of the leadership of the apes. You know, as you know, you know, you have those internal parties that are always going against the grain and finding fear or threats when instead they should embrace, let's say.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden now, apes find themselves in a situation where they may need human help to control this creature. And if you know the planet of the apes' history, you know they don't work very well with humans.
No, there hasn't been a good, there hasn't quote been unquote, a good working quote relationship.
Unquote. Working relationship.
No, but at this time, with this type of threat, they have no choice. And this is only issue 2. Obviously, the story continues, but it does give you great characterization of your favorite characters within the apes' universe. The art is beautiful, as again supplied by Carlos Magna. Boom is doing a great job with this particular franchise. You know, I'm surprised they didn't get an award for this because they did do a Planet of the Apes one that was fantastic. They do a great job with these licensed brands. So, you know, if you guys have not checked it out, definitely do. And also check out Kevin's review on Comic Crusaders. He got a 3.7 out of 5, which isn't bad. You know, I would have given it probably a 4 myself because I'm a fan, so I may be biased.
Maybe? You may be biased? Let's be honest, Al. That's like you saying you kind of like Spawn. That's like not,
right?
Oh, man.
He doesn't want to. He wants to leave the. Okay.
Yeah.
For the random doodle, I'll never mention Trump again.
Oh.
Even though he got moist.
Oh, boy.
I heard the splash, oh, bro. Stop it.
Oh, boy.
And now, from going from apes, what are we going into?
So we're going to probably one of the greatest franchises ever, the Ghostbusters.
Oh, nice.
Right? So IDW released a series called Ghostbusters International. And just a sort of premise of the book, if you will, this actually takes place. So if you remember watching the original cartoon, the real Ghostbusters, where the firehouse actually got destroyed. So this series takes place after that. So they're still rebuilding the firehouse that we all know and love. And keep in mind, this is the original team. So Ray Stantz, Peter Venkman, Egon Spengler, and Winston. Obviously, can't forget about Winston. But it's taking the Ghostbusters all around the world now. And I love what IDW has done with this. They've captured the essence of the characters. You know, Venkman being his typical smart-ass self. And really brought the franchise and been able to update it. And that's something I've enjoyed reading these. I've only read, there was four issues that I read and I loved every single one. The art style, definitely was a unique style, but it worked. Character design was a little exaggerated, if you will. But it worked for the story. So, and let's be honest, who doesn't love Ghostbusters? I
definitely love the old school cartoon movies. I love the tunes. And in this particular issue, is this the team-up series? Because I know that IDW had planned on doing a multi-universal Ghostbuster team-up. With the exception of the gorilla.
So this one wasn't so much like a team up, because it has just the original cast. I mean, shit, they even have Walter Peck.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah, nice. the the dickhead from the first movie.
He's got to be a dickhead from those 80s movies.
It's true. You know, but it was funny. It was like, you're right. This man has no dick. I mean, that's some of the best lines in cinema.
There's a lot of people who could say that about this day and age.
It's true. Very, very true. But yeah, if you love the Ghostbusters, if you love the characters and what each member brings to the team, then this is going to be a book for you. So,
well, that's awesome, because then we kind of stay with the horror theme, because my next pick is actually from Scout Comics that our reviewer from Comic Crusaders did, Jennifer DeVos. And it's called Long Lost by Matthew Ehrman and Lisa Sterl. It's in this particular issue, again, it's a horror-based issue. Kind of had black and whites, and now that we go into this particular issue and the story starts to develop, it kind of moves into more purple and blacks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a quote unquote cinematography, let's say, of the book. The transitions and framings, as she states, are perfectly, the story is building into a lot of tension. So if you're a fan of craft and horror and tension, independent books, and, this is an adult book, it does have adult language. You got to keep that in mind. So this is definitely not for the kiddies, wouldn't suggest it. But, if you're an independent fan of Lovecraft and horror, there's the book for you. Again, seeing tonal changes within a book, that means you start to feel the changes atmosphere visually. I mean, the writer and the artist take us on an adventure that keeps you glued to every page, where you must turn and you don't even know what to anticipate as yet. It keeps you salivating for more. Scout Comics, Matthew Ehrman, Lisa Sterl have done a fantastic job in introducing this book into the market that I think lacks in horror and tension.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing real with this particular title, Long Lost. If you have not read this at all, you better get your LCS to order them right now. Look up your back issues. Number 3 is coming out, I believe, on January 31st. We had the opportunity of an advanced review on Comic Crusaders. And again, it's a great book. Definitely take a look at it, man. These are some up-and-coming talent in the industry, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot more greater things that they're going to be able to do after the impact of this book.
Yeah.
Honestly speaking, it's a great team up. You don't see this too often. They're doing great. And again, this is a genre that helped comics during a certain era. And I'm happy to see that they keep this alive and well within this series.
Yeah. I that was one I had looked up as well. And I really love what they were doing. It's different, it's unique, and it's captivating.
Scout Comics, I mean, we're getting a lot of great independent publishers that get a lot of, very talented folks onto their books. And you know what? Don't sleep on Scout Comics this year. They have a lot of big things coming out with a very, very talented crew. So, you know, be on the lookout. Don't sleep. Definitely get your LCS to all of them.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. So the next pick that I've got, changing gears away from horror, and the timing of this is honestly just too damn perfect. for those of you who are wrestling fans, you know that within WWE that they are celebrating their 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw.
Oh, my God. 25.
You know, I know. My God. I know. It's...
Dude, I remember watching the first episode. My God. God,
you're old. God, you're old.
Yeah, I told you, I do got gray hairs on my chin, not down there, right, folks? TMI, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Josh is actually grew hair by hearing that comment.
No comment. but the whole reason why I brought up Raw and all this, so my pick is actually brought to us by Lion Forge Comics, and it's called Andre the Giant, Closer to Heaven. Now, for those of you who may not know who this is, either go watch some old, so like WrestleMania 3, go watch that, or watch The Princess Shame Bride, because Andre is in both. He was absolutely huge, you know, and he has a very esteemed career within professional wrestling. And so this book is a graphic novel based on his history. So it's a mix of like a biography of Andre the Giant, but in graphic novel form. And the cool thing is, and I just noticed this, Lion Forge Comics also has on the front cover that it is officially licensed by the estate of Andre the Giant. So they have Andre the Giant's estate backing this project. That in itself is huge.
Nice, dude.
And this was so well done. You know, I, being the wrestling fan that I am, you know, I knew about Andre the Giant, but I didn't really know his backstory. But now I do. And they really did a good job capturing what Andre went through, both in and outside of the ring.
I'm pretty sure he had life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they had the absolute best resource of source material to have.
Which one? Whom?
Say what?
Who was the source of the material?
So they actually, so all their source material came from the estate of Andre the Giant.
Oh, the family. Yeah, wow.
Because okay. The family has also provided them the official license to be able to do this. So
okay.
That in itself, you know, not only is it accurate just based on that alone, but they really do a phenomenal job of showing the history of Andre the Giant. And really did an amazing job paying tribute in reading the book,
can I ask you if it touched any emotions within you? Because I'm pretty sure you know, growing up, you actually saw him, you know, wrestle on TV live.
You know, it was one of those ones that it gave me a greater appreciation for Andre, for his contribution to the industry. And did it make me cry or tear up? No. But it definitely brought a greater appreciation.
Some nostalgia.
Oh yeah, definitely brought the nostalgia. So
I'll tell you right now, when it comes to Andre the Giant, obviously one of the biggest rivalries and betrayals was when he went against Hulk Hogan. And I remember, what was that, Saturday Night Live, when they first fought, and Hulk Hogan actually hurt his back, but actually picked up and slammed Andre. I had never seen that before. Like, somebody actually picked up Andre the Giant. Like, wow.
Did you see that? I thought that was in WrestleMania 3 when that happened.
Well, I remember a fight, and it was on Saturday Night Live. I know it was not WrestleMania, because my father let me stay up late that night, because back in the day, I was a kid. I always say that was like 11 o'clock or 11:30 at night. Mm-hmm. You know, they were strict. And I remember that, maybe I'm mistaken, it could have been the initial confrontation that started it all.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it was on a Saturday Night. I know it was. That would be pretty cool if they brought that back, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Like that. You know, with WWF, well, E.
E, oh. Yeah. You know, it was...
with a wrestler. That's real. That's so stupid. Anyway.
I know they tried to do the Saturday stuff, but you know what? This year, we'll get the Squared Circle podcast will be up and running, and we can dive into that conversation there.
I'm sorry. It was Saturday's main event, and you're right. So it's going to be the Squared Circle main event.
Yep.
We'll talk back there. Okay. And if we don't like it, then we'll meet in the ring one day. Oh, if anybody want to host us, who wants to host a podcast match?
Right. I don't know how to tell you this, but I'll feel bad beating up. No, I won't feel bad beating up on the boss. Nope.
Oh, that's fucked up. All of a sudden, random dude thinks he's Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold random dude? No, you're not, brother. It'll be fun. It would be fun. Honestly, I'll say it right now. I want to challenge Rich Johnston from beating Cool to a match. I want to body slam him.
Only if I can run in the ring and with the steel chair and take my shot.
Oh, man. Hell yeah. Tag team. There you go, brother. Who you got, Rich?
Oh, jeez.
All right. Mess around, man. Much love, man, to all the comic sites out there. We're unsung heroes in this industry, let me tell you.
So, but definitely some amazing picks today. Not a bad
Absolutely,
way to start
man.
Off the year. So, but now starts the ever so amazing our Kickstarter segment. All right, so to kick off the Kickstarter segment, if you will, our last and final segment to start off season one, season two. Jesus.
Man, you live in the past. It's Back to the Future.
If that's the case, I'm still Captain Kidd.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what? Don't take yourself. I haven't heard you cough yet. Shut up.
True, very true. So to start this off, my pick from Kickstarter is called Empty Space. Now this book, the best way, and I love how this was described in how it was portrayed in the description. So I just want to share that with all of you, because it really does a good job. Empty Space is a cross between Star Trek and Lost. So if you're fans of both of those shows, then this is going to be the book for you. And what really stood out on this is the artwork is absolutely gorgeous. They did a phenomenal job with their blacks, with the way that they designed even the action sequences. They took a lot of care and detail in creating this. this experience, if you will. There wasn't a whole lot about the story, aside from what I just shared with you. However, I'm okay with that because I think if you give too much information about a story within Kickstarter, you end up losing some people by sharing too much.
Oh, don't give away that hook. Absolutely not.
You know, this is one that, you know, it could even turn into, you know, going back to what we were talking about earlier in the show about books that could potentially become movies and stuff like that. This has that potential because the main character, you wake up, you don't know how you got to space, you don't know where you are, and it's just trying to figure everything out. And that's all they leave for you.
So they leave kind of you.
Say that again.
I'm saying they kind of keep it mysterious to hook you. You're not getting the whole story. Just enough to like bait you.
Yeah. Yeah. I would even go as far as saying that this is, this would even be a pretty kick-ass video game too.
Really?
I'd be good either way.
I was disappointed in, if you remember, the independent video game I had brought up not too long ago that I kind of did for a Kickstarter. I'll say I definitely wasn't too happy with the product.
You know, indie games are, it really is a hit or miss. I know Cuphead is still doing really well.
But that indie game is on some different level. That's just insane. That's a different level of indie development. They've done a fantastic job with that. However, there are some, I guess, that still need a learning curve. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. That's a very tough market, too.
Definitely. I mean, I've played Atari fighters that were more engaging. I don't want to be mean. But, you know, so you're leaving it off on a positive. I got mean, but let me end it off on another positive here. All right, folks? I have an awesome Kickstarter. All right. This is actually dates back to the 90s and that era when indie was picking up. There was a particular title that many of you may be aware of. It's called Dawn. It was by Joseph Michael Linsner. And in this current year, it's actually celebrating its 30th anniversary. And with that, Joseph and Dynamite have teamed up to do a Kickstarter for Dawn. And as of this date, which is a couple of days to go, it has achieved 5 times its original goal. They were looking for $6,000. They've achieved over $30,000. And what you get here, the main focus of it, however, is a Dawn statue.
And this thing is
okay.
Absolutely just sexy. That's the only way you can describe it.
It's a beautiful statue. The way it's colored, posed, the detail put into it. It is a phenomenal piece that I think any collector would definitely want to add to their collection. However, in order for you to receive this particular statue, you need to pledge at least $150. All right? But again, this is a beautiful character from an independent project that dates back to the 90s. This statue is so well done, so detailed. Mm-hmm. And what's about it is that they actually do offer 2 iterations of it. They have the standard one, which is in color, okay, That's the one that you could get, you know, pledge 150 for. And he also did, for another $50, a black and white version, which looks just as amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the book, with getting the statue, let's say, for example, if you do anything less than 150, at least if you want to support, you'll definitely get your hands on the digital Dawn collection, the hardcover collection, as well as the Dawn of Amperola team-up that happened back in the day. Sketchbooks as well that you have your ability to get hands on. But if you want to go, obviously, any more than over than 200, you'll get a combination of a hell of a lot of goodies in there, which are amazing. Dynamite and Joseph have definitely put up together a fantastic Kickstarter here with fantastic, giveaway pledges that are, they ask for. I think it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Definitely worth it.
You know who's...
If I had money, I'd do it right now. I just can't right now.
Yeah.
But I would definitely invest in this one.
You know who I'd be interested to hear what their thoughts are on this statue is Bobo. Bobo Mack. I would love to hear what he says.
I would definitely, but hopefully he won't get wet and sweaty palms by looking at the statue. That's what I fear.
No, when it comes to Crisis in the Toyverse, he is all business on that one.
He's the man, yo. Definitely, folks, check out our YouTube for that, the Out in the Cover Capes YouTube. Our boy Bobo Mack brings you the best and greatest toys reviews you've ever seen in your life. And totally honest, man. You know, even the company of the toys reviews, have commented, about how great the honesty and the fluidity of the videos are, man. Bobo is the man. He does a great job. Definitely check him out.
Hell yeah. But, sorry, I was distracted. I was staring at the statue.
Hey, where are your hands, bro? Jesus Christ, they just disappeared.
No, nope.
I want to see them on the table, bro.
Total hand check, trust me.
Total hand check, trust me.
Okay, great. Yeah, definitely, though. They've done a great job with the statue, right, bro? Isn't it great looking? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm even looking at the way this is designed, and I would love to see some cosplayers pull this off.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually interesting because I've seen a lot of the independent from this particular universe, which I basically come. No, she's not. Let me take that back. I've never seen this cosplay though. That's for sure. I've seen stuff from Chaos, for example, and other stuff, but I've never seen this particular cosplay before. And if you guys have done it, please share it with us at Undercover Capes.
I was gonna say I know some cosplayers that could pull it off. I know a few. I'll send it their way and see what they think.
If they wouldn't do it, that'd be dope, man. We definitely showcase them on Undercover Capes.
Okay.
For Dynamite, for Joseph, and for the '90s.
And for that I raise my glass.
Yeah, baby, let's go. We had the best hip hop. That's it. I'm not trying to be cocky, but we did. Anyway.
Of course not. Because why would we do that? So, but to start off season two, I must say this has been a great way to start it off. What do you think?
No, actually, it's been fun. Definitely feel great coming back. Obviously, we miss our boy from Oz. Hope to have you back as soon as possible, which you get situated, and we go from there. Folks, man, definitely check us out on ComicCrusaders.com, on the cable, capes.com, geekmagazine.com. You got everything for the geek in you.
Oh, yeah. That was for you, Dodgy. That was a Dodgy moment right there. So awesome.
I want a mustache for you so you can buy it, bro. All right, well, oh boy.
Oh boy. Well, on that note, we definitely thank you for joining us for this new season of Flipside Focus. as Al Mega said, make sure to check us out on undercovercapes.com. And we are also, I don't know why we didn't bring this up, in the news section. If you listen to us on Google Play, or if you listen to podcasts on Google Play, we are now on there as well. As well as...
Was it the other one?
I don't remember the other one.
TuneIn. We're also on TuneIn. And folks, if you want us on Spotify, let them know you want us on there. I've submitted, but I'm still waiting. So fans, will definitely appreciate your help in making sure that Spotify knows we exist as well.
Hell,
all right?
Yeah.
And not just that, before we go, Undercover Capes has been listed on FeedSpot's top comic book blogs. Top 75. We're actually number 60. What was it? One?
Yeah, I think it was 61. Yeah.
It's 61 in Comic Crusaders is number 37. So, folks, thank you for visiting consistently and checking us out. The more you visit, the higher we get. You guys rock.
Hell yeah. And also make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're starting to branch into doing more live shows. If you go to the Undercover Capes Facebook page, you'll actually see myself, Al, and Johnny the Machine from No Prize Podcast.
UK, all the way from the UK, man.
Yeah, just three guys, you know, talk about comic books on a Saturday. That's on there, so yeah, make sure to go check it out.
I'll be undressed next time, all right?
Oh, boy. On that note, we will see you guys next time, and thanks again for joining in. This has been a production of the Undercover Capes Podcast Network. Make sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter and at undercovercapes.com.